my God, I know Mrs. Harrison said to wear ugly sweaters, but seeing hers actually light up was it's kind of a Christmas miracle it didn't catch on fire. Reindeer antlers on they used to be such a Scrooge at Christmas, and now look at them. Time has definitely mellowed them out. How's your hot chocolate, by the way? Did I get the marshmallow to cocoa ratio right? What do you mean? What do I mean? You always had to have more marshmallows than cocoa in your mug when we were growing up. My mom used to have to hide the bag whenever you came over so we'd have some saved for ourselves. I am not lying. It's Christmas. You don't lie at Christmas or whatever. That's how you end up with lumps of coal in your stocking, bud. At least we don't have to hide the fact that we spiked it anymore. I thought Chris's mom was going to kill us that time she caught us pouring bourbon into our hot chocolates at the Christmas party. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Chris, did I tell you I ran into him at the grocery store last time? Yeah, I didn't realize he had moved back to town. Yes, when I was talking to him, apparently he and his partner decided that they wanted to settle down and start a family here. I mean, he had a small brood with him, so I'd say he was successful in that regard. He was always such a party animal, so it was like super interesting to see Chris the family man. But I'm actually really happy for him. He makes such a good dad. Still, it's wild to me that we're old enough to be married and have kids and careers and mortgages. It really wasn't that long ago we were sneaking out past curfew and hanging out at that old abandoned house in the woods drinking cheap beer. Well, you drank cheap beer. I was much classier and snuck cheap vodka in water bottles. No. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's been so long since we've hung out. We used to hang out all the time after these Christmas parties after our parents went to bed. Yeah, I know. We've both been busy, but it's nice, right? Hanging out again. I did miss you. I know, I'm so terrible at keeping in touch. I don't know. Life happened, I guess. College took us to opposite sides of the country. Work has been incredibly busy for both of us. Hell, quarantine literally ate away almost 2 years of our lives. I do miss you, though. You were a constant in my life for so long, and I hate that we grew apart. No, I know. I know it happens, and that it's no one's fault, really. I don't know. I still wish it didn't happen. Ah, I love this song. You want to dance with me? Yes, I'm serious. Come on, dance with me. Please. I'll give you extra marshmallows in your next cup of cocoa. Yes. I know I can still bribe you with marshmallows. Okay, so your hands go here and mine go here and yep, just like that. We are gonna need to be a little bit closer. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so I'll step forward and then you step back like this. Let's try. Ready? And ow! Stop! Oh my God! It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's why I have 2 feet. Let's try this again. All right, ready? So, me forward, you backwards, and then you forward, me backwards, and then a spin. And look at that! We're dancing! so, It might be because we're slow dancing to a Christmas song, or because you're very, very close to me, or I might be a little buzzed from spiking the cocoa, but you're really cute. I mean, I always thought you were cute. I was just way too chicken shit to say anything before, especially as teenagers. Wait, really? You've always thought I was cute too? Well, you know, we might be idiots. So are you like seeing anybody? Okay, look, I'm only asking because I don't need somebody finding out I'm slow dancing with their partner behind their back. Oh, you are very close right now, and wow. What was that for? Look up. What do you? Of course, there's mistletoe. Did you know that was there the whole time? Of course you did. This is your parents' house, after all. I'm sorry, I just... Yeah, flustered is one word for it. It's just, I always liked you, but I never wanted to ruin our friendship, and now here we are, all these years later, standing under mistletoe in your childhood home, and, and, you know, I... Okay, you can't keep doing that. What do you mean, what? I mean, kissing me in the middle of a sentence. We're turning into a walking cliche here. Oh, come on. There's twinkling lights, soft Christmas music, mistletoe. This is a Hallmark Christmas movie in the making. Well, no, I'm not complaining. I just... I'm fine with the kissing under the mistletoe. Very fine with it. I just, if we hadn't hung out tonight, would you have even told me you still liked me after all this time? Christmas, just make you a little bit bolder? How dare you throw my words back at me? I ought to tell Santa to put coal in your stocking for you being such an ass. Can I kiss you again? I mean, you've kissed me twice now, so I think it's time I paid up. Yeah? Okay, come here. You know, I don't have any plans for New Year's. How about you? What do you say? You ever drinking cheap beer in an abandoned old house?